From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. That conference opened Thursday in London. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was there.
The commitment of countries hosting large numbers of refugees to open up their labor markets is a breakthrough. I thank the governments of Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey for choosing solidarity over fear.
The more than $10 million pledged Thursday aims to support people in Syria as well as Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey. Neighboring countries say they are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting in Syria. Senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers here in Washington Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama is proposing. Congressional critics of Mr. Obama's military operations against the Taliban fighters in Afghanistan say reduced U.S. troop levels will undermine the American efforts that started shortly after the 2001 al-Qaeda terrorist attacks. Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of the militant group Al-Shabaab. You can get more on this at voanews.com. This is VOA News.